99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Never do.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 61 outside. Going to get up to 69 today. Maybe a shower or two. Thunderstorms in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. But your Memorial Day, Monday, looking like this summer. Highs in the upper 80s. So, hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Malls are opening today.
Yeah, are you going? What a glorious day. I want you just to go. Like, I don't necessarily have anything that I need, but I just want to go.
All right.
Just because I can. It's one of those things.
Retail opens today as part of Kentucky's reopening plan there, laid out by Governor Beshear. So, yeah, and like we kind of spelled out yesterday, several different like guidelines that each store is going to have to undergo and
you as a
shopper are going to have to just be aware of when you go to the retail outlets. But yeah, there you go. So today we've got Craigslist Quarantine Connections on the show. Several different Setting the Bar stories. One of them includes a celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's kind of fun. Florida story. Yeah, so we've got stuff. There is a mystery surrounding Chuck E. Cheese that we need to get to.
Controversy, maybe?
I don't know if it's controversy or just a mystery that has been discovered. So,
gotcha.
Dive into that a little bit because
Mr. Charles E. Cheese.
You know, when there is a case to be solved,
this called the BK combo.
This show.
Yeah.
Show gets right into it.
Sweet.
All right. Check all of our boxes and we ready to go. Did you see that the Belmont Stakes is going to jump in front of the Derby?
I did see that.
And the Preakness?
I'm wondering. Okay.
So it's now the first leg of the Triple Crown for the year 2020.
Is that weird?
I mean, because they're still calling it the Triple Crown. Belmont, you know, Derby and the Preakness.
Yeah. So they've got all the elements. So I guess, does it really matter what order they go in?
It does.
Okay.
I mean, Derby has to be first.
Sure.
In my head.
Right.
That's the only... It's like eating dinner before you eat breakfast. There's an order.
Okay. Or dessert before you eat dinner?
I mean, I've done that.
Okay. But that's acceptable?
But I'm saying like the order throughout the day.
Gotcha.
Granted, we'll eat, you know, hamburgers and steaks before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But we're in morning radio.
Right.
And typically... We'll have had
the
some
rules
sort
don't
of
apply.
Well, typically we'll have had some sort of breakfasty type food before that takes place. Like I'll have a banana, you'll have a shake or something like that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we call it. That's kind of the first thing that
we're
breaking fast. So you don't start your day eating a steak. You gotta warm up to that. You don't start the Triple Crown
so you're bothered
with the
by
Belmont.
This. Okay.
You gotta start where
I'm sensing you're bothered.
Law and order is not
well.
It's not happening here.
We're in pandemic times.
I was going to say. I guess I got to
throw law and order's out the window.
All rules out the window.
Yeah.
In 2020.
Yeah.
All right. So
you just let the horsies run wherever they need to run first.
I guess.
They're going to get her done.
They will get them done.
Uh huh.
As they say. Okay. So we'll kick the show off. Got a feel good story coming up here. Next on 99.7 DJX, we got shout outs to get to next hour. We got a bunch of other stuff on the show here, so Drake first. Feel good. Kelly K.
So, this is kind of good. So, remember that, you know, the tax deadline was pushed back this year.
Right. Was it July 15th now?
Yes, July 15th. So, if you file your taxes on time by July 15th, then you can get a free case of Natty Light. If you file your taxes with Tax Act. This is kind of...
Okay.
A couple of companies like, teaming up here. Tax Act. You know what?
Okay.
You got time. File your taxes with Tax Act. We're going to hook you up with a free case of Natty Light. Now, you got to upload the proof. And the free beer will come in the form of a rebate. So you'll purchase whatever Natty Light product you want. And then get reimbursed by Natty. How great is that?
Okay.
Natty Light. Get some beer. File your taxes by July 15th, the Tax Act. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
I mean, people are really getting creative and thinking outside the box now when you're trying to come up with ways to advertise in these pandemic times.
Well, that's a way. I mean, I would
have never
thought to look at Tax Act. I probably still won't because I don't know when the last time I actually bought Natty Light was, but you know.
Maybe you should revisit it. Oh. Maybe this is the universe telling you, hey.
I'm not in college anymore.
Natty Light's still out there.
How was a college drink for me.
Recapture your youth.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nostalgic, isn't it?
That may bring back some bad memories, though.
Well.
You know, just like
good ones.
Just like you and tequila, you know, that upside down margarita. I've never gone back. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And Natty Light and I have had some rough patches.
We've had some rough patches.
Okay. Yeah. So,
well,
you know,
maybe it's an opportunity for others.
Listen,
go down their own journey.
I don't know. If I actually chilled it, put it in the refrigerator, and I drank it cold,
that
maybe.
That might be a whole different experience. I think that's how it's intended.
Okay.
Usually people say, I want a cold beer.
I think most of the time my experience was with like room temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Natty Light.
Maybe you should rediscover it.
Yeah.
Cold. Straight from the fridge.
I don't know.
This could be an opportunity. File your taxes with Tax Act and you get Natty Light beer.
All right. So that's your feel good, right? That's what we're marking down.
We're working our way up.
Okay.
We're going to start here. Okay. You know, we don't want to peak this early.
Sure.
And then go downhill.
Kelly is doing a setting the bar feel good for you.
Exactly. See?
And she set the bar for her feel goods very low.
Stick around. I'll revisit it around 10 o'clock.
Great. That is a tease that will bring people forward.
Stick around.
For 4 hours.
You'll hear this again.
So. All right. There you go. That's a feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 97.7 DJX. Go, go. Ben and Kelly, 97.7 DJX. Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. You know, yesterday we were talking about how everybody was kind of worried about Seacrest after American Idol and finale and him kind of slurring his words and
his eyes looking like different sizes.
Yeah, exactly. So he was back to work yesterday and he kind of addressed it.
I want to thank Mark for filling in yesterday. I appreciate that.
Yesterday. This was obviously live with Kelly and Ryan.
Right.
And also all the very kind well wishes from my exhaustion working around the clock. I got a day off to relax and here we are once again at it. On live.
So there you go.
There you go.
That's all he really said about it. But good to see that he is. He did not suffer from a stroke, as some people were speculating and kind of worried about. Because, you know, when you start doing that sort of thing. Because, remember a couple years ago, there was that, reporter in L.A. that when she was doing, a live stand-up, on scene at a location. She kind of started doing that too, started jumbling her words.
Right. Well, it happened to Don G.
And it, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
on Wave.
Yes. Yeah.
That happened live on TV. So that was pretty scary.
Yeah, for sure. So good to see that, you know, he's back to his normal professional chipper self.
That's right.
Yes.
Saying all the words right.
Saying the Seacrest.
Eyes the same size.
That's right.
Yes.
Saying Seacrest words the way Seacrest can only say.
Exactly.
The way Seacrest does. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you're getting up having breakfast, but your bowl of Fruit Loops may look different here in the future as they have changed Toucan Sam's look. So, you know, Toucan Sam is the mascot of Fruit Loops. Rainbow colored beak bird that. I don't know.
He's been there forever.
He has. So they made. I don't even know how to describe the new look.
Is the one on the left the old one, and the one on the right is the new one? Is that what I'm looking at?
So this is
That's the new one.
The new toucan.
He looks like a toddler.
Kind of has the mouth. It's one dimensional, as opposed to the more kind of two-dimensional version. The old logo had, but it's got one eye. It looks very it's almost like anime.
Maybe a little anime-ish.
A little anime-ish with its eyes.
Yes,
and its mouth
and the graphics
on one side of its mouth.
Yep.
Kind of like I don't know. So people are kind of losing their minds over Fruit Loops. The mascot now.
I don't think that was necessary. I feel like Toucan Sam looked pretty good the whole time.
Well, look at what we're doing. We're talking about
it. We are talking about it.
So they...
We're reminding you that Fruit Loops exists.
They
and
win.
And you should buy them.
They win.
Okay.
One... By the way, life hack. I found this out a long time ago and it blew my mind. You know, there are different colors, Fruit Loops and all that.
Yeah.
They, I guess in your mind, they represent different flavors.
Uh-huh.
They're all the same flavor.
Okay. Just different colors are making you think.
Yep.
The purple one's grape.
Yep.
Got it.
They're all the same flavor.
What a lie. It's such a lie. But I don't care because they're delicious.
I don't think, well, they rip up the roof of your mouth, though.
Oh, they do?
When's the last time you had Fruit Loops?
A really long time.
Okay. Well,
maybe I had the roof of a mouth of like steel.
Maybe.
And it didn't really affect
Fruit
me.
Loops was always one of those cereals that like tore up the inside of my mouth. Because like the little rings were like
they're rough.
They're pretty rough on my delicate like interior of my mouth.
Your poor little palate.
I know. My poor little palate. And now Toucan Sam is all changed and people are losing their minds.
Doesn't he look like a little kid version?
Yeah.
He looks like a toddler.
Yeah, like
Toucan Sam.
Yeah, like he got younger.
Or maybe that's Toucan's son.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he retired and he's passing it on to the younger generation.
Well, they did the new look and...
Did they do anything to the cereal itself or is that the same?
No, that's the same.
All right.
No. That is the same. We'll tweet out the comparison so you can kind of see yourself. And you know that we've been in pandemic, in quarantine too long when people are losing their mind about kids' cereal mascot.
We have to fight about it. I don't like it. Put it back. I want the old Toucan Sam. Dang it.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show,
what
you can see that.
What else are you taking away from us?
Right, for sure. Setting the bar and a Florida story. Twofer. Small examples of what not to do, and to Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 on a bar for not practicing social distancing when you're trying to kiss random strangers at that bar, you're doing okay.
Oh, okay.
So Florida's in their phase one of their reopening plan where bars can, serving booze and food can kind of reopen a lot. It's very similar to what we're doing here in Florida. But her name is Audra. She's 32. She wound up at the Monkey Bar and Grill, and patrons started complaining that she was trying to kiss random strangers.
Okay. That's frowned upon, especially in these pandemic times.
Listen, being in quarantine, you get lonely.
You sure do.
I get it.
Yeah.
But then Audra got upset and called 911 to say that this bar was not practicing social distancing there at the bar.
So opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah. So... So then she calls back. She calls four times.
Oh.
The police come after the fourth time. And while they're there, she calls a fifth time.
Okay. To complain about the people that showed up, maybe?
Hey, there's someone at this bar, me, who's going around kissing people. And they're not practicing social distancing.
You should handle that. Okay.
So,
that's a lot.
So the cops, you know, they charged her with trespassing and disorderly conduct and misuse of the 911 system. So
that's a fun little list.
Yeah. You know,
when she sobers up, she's probably going to be real upset about that.
I know. Audra's just real lonely.
Yeah.
It can get that way in quarantine for sure.
I love the place was called Monkey Bar and Grill.
Sounds like a fun place.
It really does.
Right?
Fun place to hang out.
But yeah, you know, as places are starting to open, just, you know, you as a society, we need to just make sure that we're not doing these things. And this is why we give you the setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 on the bar for not practicing social distancing when you're the one who's going around.
Trying to kiss people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, I got it. You know, it's tough and we need to, this is an honor system.
Yeah.
So we have to be responsible for ourselves.
Yeah.
We know you can't control other people doing that. So let's work together and encourage people to make good life choices for themselves.
And one final note.
Yeah.
Audra, when being asked to leave, she told the police, "I'll sit in this parking lot all night long."
Great. And they're like, "Nope, no, you won't. We're going to take you for a car ride."
So there you go. That's setting the bar, guys. All right, we're going to highlight Kamaya Anthony. Kamaya, beautiful red dress there. She goes to Seneca High School and is attending JCTC in the fall.
Awesome. That looks like a prom dress right there. Right? Looks like she had a little prom at home.
Yeah. So, Kamaya Anthony, here's to you and your year and your graduation.
And your future.
And your future. Kamaya Anthony there, class of 2020 there, brought to you by Bridgehaven Mental Health Services. Senior shout-outs there. You can submit your senior shout-out up at WDJX.com. Maybe even win $250 to spend at the Outlet Shops of the Bluegrass, which is now open!
Yes! You can go shopping. It's so great.
All right, so yeah, WDJX.com. Your feel-good coming up here next. Give you feel-good stories every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So this guy gets like the fun dad of the week award. So he's a YouTuber, right? So he does these amazing videos and he's got a background in cinematography. So this is why he's kind of able to pull off some pretty amazing stunts. Sure. And he's in the UK. His name is Joel Condor. He's 34. And he's known for surprising his daughters, Casey, Grace, Sophie, and Chloe, 14, 12, 8, and 2, respectively. With quirky stunts, practical jokes all around the house, whether or not his wife, Sarah, is involved or not.
Ah.
So this particular prank got nearly, they've got 930,000 subscribers. So this one got a lot of attention. He decided to make his entire house a huge ball pit.
Oh.
So he got 250,000 plastic balls.
Oh my gosh, that's extra.
Oh, it's so extra. And I'm telling you, like, they filled up the entire kitchen. It's up to the countertops. So if you can imagine how high that is. And it's pretty amazing when the girls walk in. His wife knew nothing about it, nor any of his daughters. And it's pretty magical.
Sarah's coming home about 20 minutes after that. So it means we get to surprise them twice.
So you walk in the front door immediately, hit with balls. And then they got suitcases out. They're riding down the stairs in suitcases and crashing into the balls. It's pretty fantastic.
I mean, the first thing I think of is, how are they going to clean up?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought about that too.
I'm like, yeah, how are they going to clean up and where are all those balls going to go?
He had help. Well, he's got a YouTube channel, Dad V Girls, Dad versus Girls.
Sure.
So you can see that. We've got the video up on our website at WDJX.com. You can also see it on Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. It's up there, too.
All right.
Super fun.
You know the Voice finale was on last night?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah. It was similar to a couple days ago when we were like, hey, did you realize the American Idol finale was on? Yeah,
okay.
Right now. We're all kind of in this like weird spatial time warp, but it's 99.7 DJX. Yes, the Voice was on last night.
It was good.
Yeah, they brought back CeeLo and Shakira as guests. There were a bunch of different performances and all that stuff, which...
Well, they're all at home. So they're just like, hey, can you walk over to the living room, turn on your phone, and do a performance for us? Okay.
I will tell you that it was so, I guess, uneventful in the lives of everyone outside of the little world of The Voice that we tweeted about it last night.
Yeah.
On 99.7DJX's Twitter account.
Oh, great.
And CeeLo actually retweeted it.
Stop it.
And it got 2 likes.
Oh, no.
Even with retweeting it.
CeeLo
retweeted. I know. CeeLo and verified.
And two people
right,
see it.
Yeah. Two people were like, all right, that's cool.
Oh.
So anyways, sorry. I'm going to give you a spoiler here.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know if anybody cares.
The first spoiler is The Voice was still on.
Sorry. Yes.
Second spoiler.
Here's the winner.
The finale.
Season 18.
Oh, I didn't realize it had been on that long.
Team Blake got the win. Todd Tilghman? No, Tilghman.
Tilghman. Okay. What is it?
I put the
you want me to read
L
it?
Before the G.
Okay.
Todd Tilghman. He's 41 years old.
Okay.
He was the winner. He wins a $100,000, $100,000 in a recording contract.
Tilghman. Yeah, I think the GH is silent.
I want to pronounce the G. Tilghman.
I don't think you do.
That's what I want to say.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I actually want to just rewrite it so the G is in front of the L.
Let's just call him Todd.
I just want to say Todd Tiggleman.
Todd.
Can I say that?
Todd from Team Blake.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
All right, sir. Todd from Team Blake. He was the winner. He was crowned season 18 champion last night on The Voice, where we literally tweeted about it.
Oh, he's a pastor.
CeeLo retweeted it, and it still only got 2 likes.
Oh, wow. I mean, yay for it. Look at us getting a celebrity retweet.
Yeah, well.
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
All right.
Yeah, so sorry.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet it was a great show.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was amazing.
I'm sure it was amazing.
I'm sure you're going to hear Todd from Team Blake on the radio soon. Have we heard anyone
I know.
From The Voice on
I
the radio?
I don't know.
I need to know.
I don't know.
Am I missing a lot of superstars that came from The Voice?
And if we have an artist that makes it big on the radio and they are from The Voice, they're not saying it.
Okay.
They're like keeping that as kind of a, yeah. I mean, I was on The Voice, but whatever.
I mean, with 18 seasons.
You think that there'd be one.
Yeah. Like one Kelly Clarkson or Carrie Underwood.
Can you Google real quick?
Oh my God.
Has anyone from The Voice...
had a career?
No. Has anyone from The Voice made it into the Billboard Hot 100 chart? We'll say that. Because Billboard's pretty widely...
Here's what Google's finishing my searches. Has anyone from The Voice made a record? Has anyone from The Voice made it famous? Has anyone from The Voice made it big?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked this question.
A lot of people. So far, the answer is no. So, all right. Anyways, there
Cassidy
you go.
Pope? Heard of her. And she's like country, right?
Cassidy Pope. Yeah. Okay. I will give them that. Yeah, she's kind of big in the country world, I believe. All right, so there you go. Okay. All right, so yeah, season 18, married. Congratulations to Todd.
Well, and our friend Olivia Henkin. She's a.
Oh, well, yeah.
She was on The Voice.
She was on The Voice.
She didn't win, but you don't need to win.
No.
To get noticed.
Right.
She's
right.
Great.
There.
All right.
Great. So.
All right, that's it.
This entire segment was about congratulating Olivia Henkin.
And reminding you The Voice was on.
There you go. Of course, Google releases the list of the most searched cocktails in each state.
Of course they did.
Because that's what most of these people are getting through quarantine doing.
Uh-huh.
Drinking a little bit more. But the number one most searched cocktail, the Old Fashioned.
Oh, wow.
I will say that I have enjoyed several Old Fashioneds while we've been in quarantine. And however, I didn't have to look them up, you know, kind of already knew how to make one.
Sure.
But in Indiana, it's the French 75.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Look it up.
Oh, my God.
So while you're looking that up, I'll tell you what Kentucky's was. The most searched cocktail. It's not going to be the Old Fashioned in Kentucky. It's going to be the Lily.
Oh, yeah.
And
because it's delicious.
Well, I will say that I was guilty, too, because obviously they're probably taking this data from, you know, the month of May.
Yeah.
And you had Oaks and you had, you know, Derby that was supposed to happen. And so people were looking up, well, hey, I want to celebrate Oaks. Look up what a Lily consists
there
of.
There you go.
And I tried to make one on my own. I was like, yeah, I think, and I tried to do it from memory because, you know, how many times has Woodford Reserve come by and Finlandia come by when we were at Backside and made like the Oaks Lily?
But I've literally blacked out while they were making it. I just drank it.
Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah. And I'm trying to remember because literally we've been Backside for what, like
a million years.
Yeah. Like 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
Doing this. And so I'm like, yeah. Tell my wife how to make that. Yeah. It's like vodka. It's like, I don't know.
Isn't it like some cranberry juice?
Yeah, it's cranberry and like lemonade and then maybe some sort of something else. And that was this, like Chambord or something. But it wasn't Chambord, but I thought it was. And so that, like, I got...
Oh, you just added that. Yeah, you're a little twist.
Yeah, and so anyways. So the most searched cocktails in the country, Old Fashioned, which is delish. Kentucky, the Lily, and then Indiana, which...
The French 75 combined gin, lemon juice, and simple syrup in a cocktail shaker. Fill it with ice, shake vigorously. And then strain through a Hawthorne strainer or a slotted spoon into a large flute, top with champagne, garnish with lemon twist. There it is.
That kind of sounds good.
It sounds refreshing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Very lemony.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Coming up.
And that was cocktail hour.
That was cocktail hour here with your friends Ben and Kelly. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without... going wild at the beach once quarantine is lifted, you're doing okay.
People are excited.
Yeah, to Texas we go. Galveston Beach is where we find the Go Topless Jeep Weekend, which...
Go Topless Jeep Weekend?
Yeah, which commenced... Just this past weekend.
Thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Oh, wow. Yeah. So not only did they need to get out of their houses, but they needed to get out of their shirts.
They needed to get out. Well, topless for a Jeep thing means like, you know.
Okay, great.
Take the roof off of the Jeep.
That's I got confused.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I mean, the news.
That's better.
The news finds this girl.
And like, I need to get out and party. Woo!
Yeah.
Unofficial spokesperson.
Uh-huh.
Go Topless Jeep Weekend.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, it can't get any better than that.
In full swing at beaches on Bolivar Peninsula.
Wow.
Yeah, so all these people, you know, and the police, they even admitted, they're like, you know, I mean, typically this party, we arrest about 300 people every single year because it's a yearly thing.
Sure.
And there's no way we can help police the social distancing rules.
Nope.
This event comes at a time where beaches across the state are reopening and beachgoers like Chelsea Collier are still taking precautions to stay safe.
Okay.
I don't think they were all wearing masks or anything, were they?
No, none of them were. But,
okay.
But Chelsea, she's the one that we're going to talk to here.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex.
There you go. See, she's got the top. She's got the hot tips.
Look at that.
She's got the hot tips. She's got the safety protocol.
I didn't know that we were going to get such health and safety tips from Chelsea there.
Wash those hands and use the Germex.
But there we are.
Yeah.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
The additional presence of law enforcement has been a welcoming sight for beachgoers, given the history.
Yeah, so given the history, like I said, like a lot of times the police have to arrest like hundreds of people at this event.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people...
I'm sorry.
The visibility.
It's
a new word.
That's a new visibility.
Sure. It's all right.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people.
They are visiting.
And they're
they
visible.
Have visible.
Yeah.
Visible.
That's
sure,
great.
Right.
That should be a word.
Chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Yeah, right.
Okay, if I'm being innocent and they're leaving me alone, we all gravy.
And I'm all gravy,
all
baby.
Right.
So, yeah, this
That's
news.
So great.
Yeah, so again.
That sounds fun.
The Go Topless Jeep Weekend. If you can just manage to make it through the day without going absolutely wild once the beach opens, then you're doing okay.
Are they having one of those on the waterfront? That sounds fun. Maybe we should start one.
The Go Topless,
the Go
Jeep,
Topless
Weekend.
Jeep Weekend.
On the waterfront.
Woo!
So we can talk to this girl.
Then I'm all gravy, baby.
That's right. All gravy, baby. Wash your hands
for 20 seconds. Use some Germex. And if I'm being innocent, you're leaving me alone. Then we all gravy, baby.
That's out of the bar, guys. Every single hour we do this, give you feel-good stories. Kelly K.
So did you hear about this Virginia family? Went out for a ride, changed the scenery after being holed up in, you know, quarantine
sure.
for so long. Found nearly $1 million in two bags lying in the road.
Yeah. Wow.
I will go on.
Okay.
David and Emily, they drove their pickup truck over what they thought was a bag of trash. They stopped, they picked it up, as well as another bag nearby, tossed them in the back of the pickup truck, kept riding. Only when they got home did they discover what was in the bags, and that was a whole bunch of money. Like nearly $1 million.
Wow.
So, you know, they called the sheriff.
Yeah.
Who came out, ended up finding out where the money was supposed to go. They didn't disclose that.
Yeah.
But they are still trying to figure out, you know, how did it end up in the middle of the road?
But, yeah, so I guess the feel good is that they turned it in, right?
They did. They did. And they're hoping that maybe once it gets to the rightful owner that they'll get a little healthy reward for turning it in, doing the right thing, but...
Oh, so it went not to a person
sure.
or
The sheriff, they said they know where it was supposed to go. They're not saying where that is though.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So
that is crazy.
Yeah. But we're hoping they get a little bit of kickback, you know, like, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm real curious as to where that money was going. Probably like a bank deposit for a business. I would venture to guess.
But that's a big deposit.
It is a big deposit.
The most I've ever found is a $100 bill lying on the sidewalk.
And that's like winning the lottery.
I know.
Is it not?
I know.
And then like you can't, there's no way you're going to be able to find the rightful owner to that.
No.
It's just cash.
No. And it's not like it's not like there was someone in front of me that I saw.
Right.
Like it could have fallen out of their pocket.
Yeah.
Nope. Wow. Yeah, crazy. All right, that's real good.
We'll tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
How are you taking the news Pier 1's closing?
I'm devastated! No!
I saw this story and I was like, I thought of you, actually. Because I knew how much you loved shopping at Pier 1.
Over the years, we've gone there many times. I will say this, dating back to, when I bought my very first house years ago, mm-hmm. in the mid-90s, I got a bedroom set there. All of our dishes, like home decor for the holidays, all from there. Mirror in the entryway, dining room table. I mean,
Do you think it's that trip to Kirkland's you and your husband did?
I think maybe the one trip to Kirkland's and maybe the fact that now I really like Schmidt Furniture too, and on the furniture corner of State and Main, New Albany. Yeah.
Maybe. You're stepping out on Pier 1 and now
I feel like maybe I'm to blame.
They were like,
single-handedly.
They were like looking over their numbers going, well, you know what? We can pinpoint Louisville, Kentucky as being kind of the...
It's the final nail in the coffin for
ground
us.
Ground zero for us. Yeah. And oh boy.
Yeah, that's when Kelly Kay went to Kirkland's and Schmidt Furniture. Left us hanging.
All 540 stores are going to be closed. So, yeah.
That is devastating.
I know. I saw that and I was like, oh, Kelly's going to be hurt. She's going to feel it right in her gut.
Listen, especially when I saw the writing on the wall and I got the sweats big time when our store on Hurstbourne closed. And I was like, no.
You saw it as a slippery slope.
I did.
Okay.
Well, I went in there and I was just like, well, even before, because they were doing like this drastic sale and no other store in town was doing it. And I went in there and was like,
Y'all are closing.
Are you guys okay? Are you all right? And every Christmas they sold these Libyen hand-painted ornaments.
Wow. Okay.
And we would get them every year. We'd get a couple new ones every year.
Where are you going to get those ornaments?
They don't carry them anywhere else. Hey, it's just Pier 1.
Talk to your boys at Schmidt's.
Oh, dang it, Schmidt. I need for you to get some these really special hand-painted ornaments. They paint them on the inside. That's what makes them really special.
All right. So anyways, I feel for you, Kelly. I do.
Devastating time in America's history. 58 years that company has been with us. 58 years. I mean, I haven't been shopping with them for 58 years because, I'm not that old.
Right. No. Hey, so coming up, you know how all these virtual graduations are happening. Uh-huh. And so one governor there in Mississippi, Governor Tate.
He's fun.
He's in the news because of just simply reading graduates on TV.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
That's fun. Is that fun?
I'll play you some of the audio.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I'm nervous.
On the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So with a lot of these graduations, ceremonies, and commencements and all that happening now online and being virtual and everything, and, you know, a lot of the mayors, governors are getting in and reading some of the graduates, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves read out every graduating high school senior's name in a virtual commencement on Facebook Live, right?
Okay.
Well, I tell you what. I'll just play some of it?
Yeah, all right.
A special shout out to the 2020 class.
All right. Starts going down the list.
Christian Andrews.
Okay.
DeCameron McKenzie Mays.
Yeah.
Drew Ure.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Sini.
Ethan.
Gavin Christopher Davis.
Okay.
Grayson Doss.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, everything's fine, right?
That's probably exciting for them to hear the governor say their name.
Yeah, but then he comes across this name.
Harry Ashcraft.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Back the truck up. Back it up. Back it up. Did he say?
He said
Harry Ashcraft.
Oh, he did.
So did Governor Tate realize what he did?
Did he hesitate?
Yeah. Well, hey, listen to the pause after he says Mr. Ashcraft's name.
Harry Ashcraft. Heaven,
yeah, and he just
move on.
He just continues
on. Through.
He kind of like looks down at the name again. He's like, so later he actually got on Twitter and was like, I actually thought I would read a couple Ben Dovers too.
Oh, good.
So he did acknowledge the fact that Harry as crack.
Uh-huh.
Harry as crack.
Right.
Was not an actual student.
Okay. So they're in Mississippi. Approved the list before they gave it to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I got to imagine there's probably hundreds of names on that list.
Probably.
And the Facebook Live probably lasted better part of 15 minutes sitting there just reading names,
then
right?
They just say, hey, go ahead and submit your name. The governor will read it. And then
that's probably what
someone,
they did.
Yeah. And then someone grabbed them and nobody read it. Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we're good, right?
Jeff.
Thumbs up.
Yep,
we're
sure
good.
Go ahead.
We're good. Go ahead and read
good
it.
Good to go. We have a green light.
Green light.
All right.
Green light.
Okay.
And you know what? And everything was fine until
Harry Ashcraft.
Listen, everyone.
That's the ultimate senior prank, is it not?
Everyone needs to be recognized, right, Kelly?
I mean, Senior Prank Day got canceled, didn't it? I mean, here
sure
it is.
Did.
This is how it's showing itself.
That's great.
Senior Prank Day.
So, yeah, there you go. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So this kind of flew under the radar for us. But, you know, with the quarantine and with a lot of businesses shutting down, there have been a lot of restaurants and small local restaurant owners who have gotten creative with how they are still serving the public.
Sure.
And a lot of the community is trying to support local business and, you know, try to keep them afloat. And so with that in mind, there was a Reddit user who uncovered a mystery. Because when you're thinking about, all right, well, hey, I want to order pizza. You know, you start thinking about all the different local chains and then maybe some of the more nationally known chains.
The ones that always delivered are going to be, you know, naturally the first ones that people think of, but then you want to think of the other pizza joints that typically don't deliver.
Probably not on that list, Chuck E. Cheese. Because you go to Chuck E. Cheese for birthday parties, to jump
yes
in the ball pits,
to play the games. To do
and,
the dance with the mouse.
And then you get the pizza buffet just
right
on the side, right?
Sure.
Well,
Chuck E. Cheese has an alternate identity of, and it's Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Okay, so
what?
Apparently Chuck E. Cheese is going under the name Pasquale Pizza and Wings on certain food delivery apps like Grubhub.
They've been going undercover so that you've been ordering Chuck E. Cheese pizza without knowing you're ordering Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Yes!
Listen to this. Online amateur detectives discovered the children's pizza joint has been using that name on Grubhub. People complained that, of course, they felt duped, thinking they were supporting a local restaurant, not a national chain.
Ah, so
well, but they, if it's in your town, it is a local business, is it not?
Yeah. So people are like, hey, hang on a second. I didn't know I was ordering Chuck E. Cheese pizza when
yeah
I was ordering Pasquale's. Who, by the way, Pasquale is like the drummer, I think, on the little
in the band?
Chuck E. Cheese band. Right.
Wow.
Right.
Well, when reached for comment by Food and Wine, the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese said that,
okay, what is the CEO going to say?
Yeah, what's he going to say?
Pasquale's is a character, of course, within the company, and the name is a spinoff brand that shares kitchen space, but it is a different pizza with a thicker crust and extra sauce. You
really?
Buy this story,
Suzanne? Really? You know what? And we're thickening up the crust, and we're giving you some more sauce, and there you go, boom, different product.
Yeah, so the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese is all like, no, it's a different pizza.
No, it's always existed.
I mean...
We just don't really concentrate on it.
It's different.
Okay.
I mean, even the anchor's like, you buying this story?
Yeah.
Sauce. You buying this story?
Well, you know what? I'm not mad at him, though. I mean, you're getting people have to get creative to stay afloat. Am I right? I mean, there are places, restaurants here in town that didn't have drive-thrus, made drive-thrus.
That's
to make this happen.
That's different, though.
Well,
because you know you're going to that restaurant
yes
and getting their food.
Listen,
like if you're searching on Grubhub and you're like, oh, look, this looks like a new local place, Pasquale's Pizza.
Here's my question.
And it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Did it taste good?
I don't know.
Did they enjoy it?
Apparently now Applebee's is also going under Neighborhood Wings on Grubhub, too.
Get out.
So
interesting.
A couple different nationally known chains
mm-hmm
are trying to slide into your DMs going, hey, look at us.
Hey, give us a try.
Neighborhood Wings.
We'll bring you food, too. I'm not mad, though. I'm really not mad. I admire their ingenuity. And, you know, local, even though it's a chain, it's still like locally owned. Local people work there, right?
Listen, I'm not even going to badmouth Chuck E. Cheese pizza because everybody's got a hankering for something. So
absolutely. You know what? They should be floating some tokens. with the delivery. Like, hey, go visit our sister store, Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, when we open up,
here's some tokens.
Here are some tokens to use.
Go check it out.
And do the skee ball machine.
Yep, just what I'm saying.
So there you go. The mystery has now been revealed about Chuck E. Cheese, or is it Pasquale's Pizza and Wings?
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Internet detectives are undefeated.
Undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I get lonely in quarantine. We know that.
It does.
And so sometimes you got to go to Fairdale, find that person walking the dog, or I don't know, maybe sometimes you got to head over to Tom Sawyer Park.
Either way, if you don't have the courage to say anything in person or to get a name or number, you got to get desperate and go to the dark web.
Well, especially if we're supposed to be quarantined. I get it.
Yes.
Crisis Quarantine Connections coming up. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us, social media, at Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also text the radio station, 502-571-9970. Got a text along with some photos from Julie, who actually rolls in and says, should I be concerned that when my girlfriend shared pictures of her wedding weekend visitors, my first thought was, I bet Ben has audio to match. Kelly, can you describe the photo that she sent?
Well, that looks like a couple of turtles. Oh, wow.
Engaged in a passionate dance?
Yeah, at first, I mean, there's a bunch of rocks and pebbles, and they kind of blend in a little bit. But yeah, it does look like there is one maybe getting a piggyback ride. Maybe it's a piggyback ride, turtle piggyback ride.
It's definitely more this size turtle as opposed to that size turtle.
Yeah, that's like what, tortoise?
Yeah.
It's more of a box turtle size. Yeah, go back to the other one.
Yeah, it's definitely more of the...
Way more of that.
No, that's just adorable.
Precious.
Yeah.
Turtle love right there.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you so much for thinking of us when you see just pictures of turtles and nature.
When you come across a magical moment like that.
That is magic.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
That is magic.
That was lovely.
Yeah. We hope more magical moments can happen when we try to pair a couple people up with Craigslist quarantine connections.
I mean, it may not sound nearly as magical as that.
Oh, God. That was an image that I didn't need.
You're welcome.
Because we're going to Tom Sawyer Park and we're going to Fairdale for these couple people that are just shooting their shot in quarantine.
It's going to be magical when they connect.
Is it going to sound like...
Yeah. Probably not. I don't think I want to know.
All right, coming up next.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist. Quarantine connection. Should I go first?
Yeah.
All right, man for woman. It's called Scent of a Woman.
That's kind of a famous movie, right?
Yeah, Al Pacino.
That's a good start.
All right.
Nice reference.
My search involves a very slender, hardworking woman with black hair and perfect tan legs.
Sounds hot.
You were exercising super hard at Tom Sawyer.
Fitness.
You had the number 28 stamped on the rear end of your shorts.
Here we go.
And what a rear it was.
All right. Okay.
I was the guy on the yellow bike wearing camo shorts, a white NKOTB tank top, who yelled at you how nice you smelled.
Oh, wow. Why are you not playing NKOTB right now?
I don't know.
Is that not happening?
You glanced over right as I hit a damn parked car.
What?
When I got up, you had vanished.
That's tragic.
I keep going over to the park to find you, but all I'm left with is this welt.
Ouch.
And the memory of your sweet smell.
What was that like?
Smelled like lavender and sweat. How close was he?
I don't know. Or how strongly did she smell?
No, right,
that's
true.
That's really the question. Wow.
Well,
okay.
This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
That's female seeking male.
All right.
To the guy in Fairdale. Have you had this done to you?
Ah, okay.
A little nervous with that title.
Sure.
You were walking your dog at Fairdale. Can you give me some sound effects? I think. You can't be any older than 30.
All right.
You look just like the actor Michael Cera. You know, I've always loved the long, pale, lanky type, like the dude that would always lose in a fight, but super witty.
Okay.
I mean that as a compliment.
Sure. Okay. Got it.
Hey, have you ever had a spatula massage?
No.
I live for them.
Okay.
I'm trying to imagine what exactly.
Yeah.
I have several spatulas. I've never really thought of like using them like
whack, whack,
oh,
whack.
Whack, whack, whack. It's probably maybe a whack, whack, whack. Okay. Yeah, probably. Have you ever had your butt cheeks tickled with a plucked turkey feather?
No.
I live for those, too.
Wow. Very specific there.
If you're intrigued, respond ASAP. I have all these feathers and no cheeks to tickle them with.
Wow. Where's she getting all the
I don't turkey know. I don't want to know if right she is obtaining them organically, because ouch.
Yeah.
For the poor turkeys. We can watch my favorite Michael Cera movie and be super bad together.
Oh.
Hit me up!
I see what she did. Wow. Okay, so we're looking for the dude that looks like Michael Cera in Fairdale.
Right.
And for the lavender sweat-smelling lady in Tom Sawyer.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, 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 oh. Don't forget about the NTKOTV tank top.
Sure.
Oh, 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 oh.
This has been
the right stuff.
Craigslist quarantine connection. And we give you feel good. These stories every single hour brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
You know, hugging has become a big no-no.
Right.
In our socially distant existence, especially at coronavirus-stricken nursing homes, right?
Okay.
That's not stopping some relatives from concocting creative ways to give Nana a hug.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So this daughter found a heartwarming way to safely hug her mom, who's a resident there at a senior living facility in Stevens City, Virginia. She wore an inflatable hippo costume, complete with a pink tutu, and posted the footage up on Twitter on May 13th. It's pretty great.
Mom! Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cute.
That's just so wonderful. Come here, let me hug you. This is all the fabulous people here that are doing this for all of you guys. Oh, I get to hug you.
Oh, oh, the big hug. It's an adorable video. We'll tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it. Super creative.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So did you see the Belmont is now going to be the first race in the Triple Crown?
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
You're not on board.
No, I always feel like the Derby needs to be the first leg of the Triple Crown. That's how it's always been. That's how it has been for over 100 years. So
this is throwing you off. I get it.
So yeah, Belmont has postponed by 2 weeks. So instead of like tacking on after the Preakness, they are jumping in front, and they're going to go June 20th. And it's going to be a little bit of a shortened track. Not that anybody cares, because normally the Belmont, unless there is an American Pharoah or someone who is vying for the Triple Crown, is kind of one of those forgotten races of the Triple Crown.
Really, who we need to ask if they're bothered by this are the ponies. Do the ponies that are doing the races, are they affected by this?
I think they just want carrots.
Okay.
Carrots and oats.
So they should be fine.
Yeah, but like me mentally, I'm like, it's like having like dinner before breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Gotcha.
There's an order to life. There's a progression. You start with breakfast, then you do lunch, then you do dinner.
Well, the Rona threw everything off. So blame her.
I guess. Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to just blame all of this again on the pandemic. So
yeah.
Anyways, the Belmont is going to be the first leg of the Triple Crown, where the Derby is now the second leg of the Triple Crown. And Preakness
doesn't make it any less important, though, in our hearts.
I'm not even going to consider the Belmont even being first.
You're going to ignore it?
Yep.
Okay. We'll just factor it in after the Derby happens, and we'll be like, oh yeah, what happened? Okay, good. We'll see what
That's
happens.
That's right. I'm not going to pay any attention until after the Derby.
Okay.
And then the Derby, and then everything can continue.
Will you consider it, though, when you're considering who to root for in the Derby? Because, you know, the winner of the Belmont then is going to be the Triple Crown contender.
I mean, technically, sure.
Okay.
I wonder, is that going to lower the field of horses?
Don't know. I don't know how anything works after the Derby.
I don't know how anything works.
I pay zero attention until they tell me if somebody won all three.
And then Kelly's
then
like,
I get excited. I'm like,
right.
Yay!
Wait, that's wonderful. Wow. Yay. All right, so September 5th is when I'm officially going to start paying attention, but that is when the Derby and then the Preakness, obviously, on October 3rd. So there you go. The Belmont rolling in and saying, I want to be first.
Uh-huh.
So this horse racing minute brought to you by Ben and Kelly.
Awesome. And really, it's about how Ben feels about this horse racing minute.
How Ben feels about this horse racing minute brought to you by just me. Can we do a little setting the bar here?
Probably should.
All right. So I'm putting this as a setting the bar story, even though there's a spoiler at the end of it.
Okay.
I'm still doing it as a setting the bar.
Got it.
All right. The setup. If you can manage to make it through the day without chipping your teeth, making a TikTok video when your name is Jason Derulo, you're doing okay.
What happened?
So he decided he was going to do a, quote, life hack on TikTok. Put a cob of corn on the end of a power drill.
Oh, wow.
And then
it's going to spin real fast.
Yeah, and so it's going to spin real fast.
Hey, have y'all seen this? I've always wanted to try it. Life hack.
Life hack. And so he hits go on, you know, he hits the trigger on the thing and the little corn on the cob goes around and then he sticks his mouth on it, right?
Oh, wow.
Everything's going fine until...
Oh!
And so he, like, puts his hand up to his mouth, and then he kind of shows the camera.
Oh!
And you can see, like, he's... like his
It cut off, like, half of his front two teeth.
Yes!
Oh, that is tragic.
And so here's the spoiler. In the next few TikTok videos, it looked like he had a perfect set of teeth. And when pictured out in L.A. hours after posting this, his front teeth were clearly there. So this was some just big sort of prank, I guess.
Either that or he had some
caps put on.
Low-key emergency caps put on.
Yeah.
Little secret visit to the dentist.
Like I said, I don't know where this is and or where it falls into the is it a prank, is it real? But I'm still putting it in a TikTok or in a setting the bar category where
it sounds like something you shouldn't do.
Let's go ahead and not try to, just for the sake of TikTok, break off the front two teeth.
That's too fast.
In your mouth.
It's too fast for the corn on the cob. And you know what? Enjoy the corn on the cob. Savor it. Bite into it slowly. Let's not put it on a power drill. That's too fast.
I got to be honest.
That's too fast.
When you get a fresh ear of corn on the cob, I mean, you get a lot of butter and salt.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you got to go to town on
that. Right. But let's not eat it Wile E. Coyote style. Sounds like something he'd do.
Wow.
You know, in cartoons. Okay. It's very cartoonish.
It's very cartoonish. Sure.
It's
okay.
Cartoonish.
All right. Yeah. Cartoonish is what she says. That's what she's meaning. All right.
Right. So,
there you go. That's set to the bar, guys.
Okay.
99.70 JX. I still do it every time that song happens.
What do you do?
When it comes, senorita. I always do it in my head.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily say it out loud all
the
time now.
Let's keep it in your head. Let's shove it back in there. Don't let it come out of your mouth.
Every single time I hear that song.
Just shove it back in your head.
Let me call you senorita.
Just ruining it for everybody.
I'm telling you, if Sean or Camila had that sort of voice, it would paint a much different picture.
Like Roz from Monsters, Inc. That's what that is.
Always watching.
Always watching.
All right, let's get to your feel good. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So there's a teenager in Alabama on track to be the youngest lawyer in Alabama history.
Shut up! This is not a feel-good shut up. Close it.
It's a feel-good. His name is Seth. He graduated high school at 10.
Okay, again.
10 years of age. Graduated high school.
So this kid's making us all feel dumb.
So, and that's the average age to graduate high school in his family. He's the sixth oldest sibling of 10. His parents, Kip and Mona Lisa Harding, her name is Mona Lisa.
All right.
Have homeschooled all their children. So far, 9 of them have started college by the age of 12.
Wow.
Their youngest is studying for the ACT at just 10 years of age. Seth is now 19, graduated college at 16. He just received his law degree from the University of Alabama. His next step is to take the Alabama bar exam. If he passes, he'll be the youngest lawyer in state history.
Wow.
What are you doing with your life? What was your highest score on, like, the ACT or the SAT?
Oh, gosh. ACT, I want to say, I don't know, 28 maybe.
Is that good? I never took the ACT. I took the SAT. I took it twice, and both my combined best scores were like 1050.
Well,
that's not very good.
I think 36 is the highest for ACT.
Is it? Okay.
So I was a little off.
That sounds pretty good in my book.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's like almost genius level.
I mean, I got into college, so.
Okay, that's great.
Got me enough to get into college.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Seth Harding makes us all feel smart. Let's feel good.
Okay, that's your feel good.
It's feel good for him. It's feel bad for the rest of us because we feel good.
Thought it was kind of funny on Instagram. I saw a post of Reese Witherspoon. She was announcing the fact that Legally Blonde 3 is fully underway.
Yep. And yeah. Mindy Kaling is going to be writing the script. And Reese is going to be producing.
Yeah, Mindy Kaling famously played Kelly Kapoor on The Office, but right. She's done a ton of other stuff.
She writes a lot of scripts.
Yeah, since then. And what was funny is Mindy actually commented on Reese's post by saying, I will be playing Elle Woods? Like almost as a question mark. Right, exactly.
I forgot what my role is in this.
Right, I'm playing Elle Woods, right?
Right.
It's me, right?
That's what you asked me to do, right?
Yeah, that's definitely how I'm writing this script.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, that should be pretty good. Legally, but well, I mean, I'm hoping.
Well, we know nothing about the plot yet, yeah, because obviously they haven't started writing it, but...
Right. I don't remember Legally Blonde 2. I do remember Legally Blonde.
She went to Washington.
Ah.
And was trying to like do...
Like D.C., not the state, right?
No, exactly.
Like, Pacific Northwest.
It was more like politics, I think.
Ah, okay.
Is where she went with the second one. I didn't watch it either.
Yeah,
I saw the first one.
Legally Blonde, obviously one of those cult favorites.
Yes.
And now Legally Blonde 3.
I don't think we really care about the plot. Just the fact that it's happening is going to be great.
Yeah, and Mindy Kaling, she's funny. So yeah. So hopefully this will be a good one.
I feel like it's in good hands. All right.
Hey, I tell you what,
we'll let you write your little movie. We'll watch it when it comes out. We'll support your little movie.
Why do we go gangster?
I don't know.
You know, a lot of different commencements and graduations that are now having to happen virtually.
Uh-huh.
So the Mississippi governor, Tate Reeves, he was reading, all these graduating high school seniors' names.
Oh, Governor Tate reading the names. That's pretty exciting for the kids, right?
Yeah, on Facebook Live.
A special shout-out to the 2020 class.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Christian Andrews, DeCameron McKenzie Mays, Drew Ure, Ethan Sini.
Yeah, so like you hear your name read by the governor, that's kind of a big deal.
That's pretty special.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss.
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of goes on and on and on like this, right?
Yeah. How many of them did he read?
Well,
it sounds like quite a lengthy
list.
Yeah,
it was a lengthy list, and then he got to this name.
Harry Ashcraft.
I'm sorry, Beth, it broke up. Did he say what I think he said?
Harry Ashcraft.
Did he realize it? Did he stop and pause? Did he pause?
All right. Let me let you hear the pause after this. Like, he's like, wait a minute. This says Harry Ashcraft.
Harry Ashcraft. Kevin Harris.
So he just plowed through.
He just plows right
keep
through.
On. The show must go on.
He's
oh, my
like,
God.
This is suspect. I wonder how well Harry, Mr. Ashcraft, did.
I wonder how his time in school was with a name like that.
So, didn't acknowledge it in the moment, later got on Twitter and was like, hey, you know what, I was actually surprised I didn't read any Ben Dovers.
Right.
Or IP Freely's. Or
sure.
Any of those other names that snicker, snicker, sound like something else.
Uh-huh.
Right. So.
Okay. Wow.
I mean.
That's a fun, you know what that was? That was a senior prank.
Well.
A lot of senior pranks probably canceled too because they shut down school early, so before they could ever do senior skip out day. Or senior prank, that's a senior prank right there.
The only thing that I thought is turning the attention right back to Governor Beshear and Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
What if? There really is a Mr. Harry Ashcraft.
Harry Ashcraft.
And everybody's going, ah, I thought it was a joke. And meanwhile,
and
Mr. Ashcraft's going, hey, I graduated with a 3.2.
Dude, guys, I'm
right
real.
I'm right here.
It's Mr. Ashcraft.
It's Mr. Ashcraft.
I prefer.
Ha! All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. WDGX.com. Click listen.
I kind of need a doctor to have that name. don't you?
Dr. Ascrack?
Yes.
I concur. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.